We've been married to the United States and as an ally for decades, and that comes with a certain, obligation. Plus, to be, again, rather blunt, the United States stands not all the time for things that Canadians like and value and want, but a lot of the time it does. And it's true of many countries in the world. We look to the United States for leadership, direction, military support, all the sort of things that, are necessary to sort of bring stability to the world or change dire situations. The Americans tend to bear the brunt of them. And I'm not overly sympathetic to the Americans. I'm just saying that we need to be aware of that fact. So when Canadians, sort of poo-poo everything to do with the United States, we might want to remember exactly who we're talking about there, right? A country that is very close to us. So that being said, I think, the last, certainly, the under the Harper administration, our relationship with the United States, to some degree, really suffered. I mean, it's funny because, on the one hand, he was trying to get very close to the U.S. On the other hand, a lot of things with the U.S. started to decline. So it's a really mixed bag, and it should be a priority for the new government. The relationship with the United States is not nearly as great as people. I mean, it's a great relationship in the sense that it can suffer ups and downs, right? Like a marriage, it's sort of rock solid. But our capacity to influence the United States, our desire to influence the United States, and the inroads that we've had with the United States have not been nurtured. Canada's kind of dropped away from the horizon and let countries even like Mexico, become more prominent in the American narrative than Canada. So I think we need to go back to our roots, which is to, really work the United States. That's maybe the the phrase, work them, understand them, be in their faces, remind them constantly. That this is the case. And you came out when we had this great forum with Kinsman and Robertson.
Yes.
Jeremy Kinsman and Colin Robertson, and they talked a lot about that, and I couldn't agree more. I think Canada and the United States aren't as sort of rosy as people make it out to be. And last but not least, as a Canadian and a very proud one, yes, I want my country to be different than the United States. I make no bones about that. I'm not anti-American in any way, shape, or form. But I think Canada is a different country, and I think our foreign policy needs to articulate that. I wouldn't advocate that we do so, holistically and radically, because we share so many values and ideas with the U.S., and that will require partnering with them. But, I didn't support going into Iraq when the Americans did, and the Chrétien government then, I think made a very good decision not to go into Iraq as a result. And I'd like to take back the reins of our foreign policy in those kind of dimensions. And then the last thing, and I promise it's the last thing, is that Canada needs to take foreign policy much more seriously. And over the last decade or so, even longer, so that puts blame back on the Liberals. Canadian, the mechanisms of Canadian foreign policy, especially our foreign service, have suffered. We've dropped the ball in a lot of ways from the Canada that was, in many respects, well admired, well thought of around the world, had potential, had access. We need to, I'm an IR guy, right? But, I think most Canadians would appreciate the fact that Canada needs to be more prominent, more within the reason of what we can do, more out there. We need to reinvigorate our foreign policy.
As the organizer of the IID series here at Ryerson University, on Wednesday, September 23rd, the Canadian International Council's third annual Foreign Affairs Student Debate was hosted here at Ryerson University. Mm-hmm. The debate was pertaining to whether the UN headquarters should be in Toronto. Ryerson was put in a position where the debaters argued in favor of having the UN headquarters in Toronto. Meanwhile, the University of Toronto students, debaters, spoke against having the UN headquartered in Toronto. I attended this event, and I felt that it was extremely well organized. Both teams did a great job addressing the main points. In terms of the debate, do you think that the United Nations headquarters should be in Toronto? In addition, Please discuss any upcoming events open to the public and open to students interested
for sure.
in international relations.
No, that's the first one is going to be hard for me because I'm torn. I teach at both U of T and at Ryerson,
right?
And I guess I'm sort of mentor faculty advisor for the Ryerson team in the debate. I didn't come up with the question. I'm going to blame that on the Canadian International Council and the CIC. And we picked that topic with some sort of, you know, tongue-in-cheek humor, right? We didn't want to pick in the past we've had very heavy topics, and some of those were bantered about for this one, like Iran's nuclear deal and so on. So it was kind of a warm-up event, and I'm a big fan of trying to make things as fun as possible. So if my Ryerson team is listening out there, I'm going to betray them. No, I don't think. I really don't want the UN headquarters here. I think they had a much more challenging argument to make than the U of T team did, even though they were on home ice, as it were, right here at Ryerson. Because, you know, the practicalities of moving the UN anywhere are not very great. And, you know, the Canada is not a logical choice for holding the UN. Plus, I don't want my property values to go way up through the roof.
I don't blame you.
And traffic to be even worse than it could possibly be. So, no, in practicality, I really don't think it should come here. But I tell you what, I really, you know, admire and respect both teams. You know, they're fantastic kids, and we're so lucky. It's my segue, I guess, back to being a prof. But we're so lucky to have such a body of great students, passionate and interested students at both universities, and I'm sure at all universities, right? Waterloo, York, everywhere else. And sometimes we forget that as university profs. We see them in terms of, you know, midterms and office hour lineups and stuff like that. But it's a great privilege and joy to be with people that keen and that smart.
Dr. Kislenko, any final words for the listeners today?
I'm going to plug my IID. Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yes.
Yes, so the International Issues Discussion Series, the IID at Ryerson, is our biggest forum on contemporary international affairs, if not the only forum. I'm not sure. Folks are welcome. It's always free. It's always open to the public. We cover as many different topics in international relations as we can imagine. It's entirely student-led. The students come up with the ideas. I do the legwork behind the scenes in terms of booking guests, but they pick the topics. They host the topics. They're brilliant and smart. And we cover everything from, you know, Russian power politics to women in international affairs to Honduras tonight. Try to get as much out there in the world. So folks can always check it out at www.iid.kislenko.com. They're very welcome. We want to pack the house for every topic.
Perfect. Dr. Kislenko, thank you very much
Not
for joining
at all. It's
us
my great pleasure.
Today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.